G'day, Darren. This is Phil from Sam Walker's, Matt from Sam Walker's,
and Justin from Growing Up is Optional.
We're out geocaching in the Growing Up is Optional cache of the wheel, and we'll call you back in a little while.
Well, welcome to episode 58 for mid-March 2010. For this special episode of Geo Talk, it's one just to cram in a bit of extra information before the Wagga Wagga mega event happening on the Easter weekend, and also just to put in a few bits and pieces that we didn't get to squeeze in episode 57. You heard at the start there that was Justin from Growing Up is Optional, and I'm going to play a little bit more of the call that he had, the calls that he put into the GeoTalk hotline in the last week or two. But I'm also want you to check out his YouTube video of geocaching by balloon. It's a really interesting and fun adventure that a group of geocachers have in Canberra as they go ballooning from in front of Old Parliament House across Lake Burley Griffin. So here's Justin from Growing Up is Optional.
Sorry about all the burning, but this is Justin from Growing Up is Optional, currently in Toy Story, the 65,000 cubic foot travel bug that is also our geo vehicle. I'm with Phil from Sam Walker's and Matt from Sam Walker's. We're currently floating about 15 foot off of Lake Burley Griffin here on a lovely sunny Saturday morning in Canberra. It's currently 8 a.m. Looking at Black Mountain Tower at the moment. We have manufactured ourselves a cache, and we're going to hopefully find somewhere where there isn't another cache within 160 metres, and we will place it. So that's our task we've set ourselves this morning, and we'll contact you later on and give you an update. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Justin from Growing Up is Optional. We've finished our flight. We're currently initiating Phil and Matt from Sam Walker's into the, and John and Steph into the, we've flown in the balloon, morning ritual. We've also placed our cache on our landing site. Our landing site was basically in a paddock just down below Black Mountain Tower at the end of the lake, and we've placed it in a very obvious spot for the first appliance to come and get. And we've had a good morning, and hope everybody else gets up and has a good geocaching day. And we'll see you all later. Bye.
Well, thanks for that, Justin, from Growing Up is Optional, for that fantastic bit of audio, for sending that in. And also, as I said, go to the geotalkpodcast.com website, and there'll be a link in the show notes where you can watch a video of them during that trip as they go up from in front of Old Parliament House and land to place a cache. And I'm amazed still that they landed at Mount Springbank. Well, that's the name of the cache anyway, but on Springbank Island, because it's not a large island. It would be just big enough to fit the balloon on there. So well done for that. Well, for some people, the numbers are not necessarily about the number of finds, but where they find them. And if you're like me, you like finding them in other countries. Well, one geocacher from down south is offering you the chance to travel to the continent of Antarctica, along with a couple of other locations around South America and the South Atlantic. And here's Dave with some information on how you can join him on a fantastic tour.
Hi, Darren. This is Wookie Athos in Melbourne, otherwise known as David. I've been caching for a few years now, and while I couldn't pretend to be particularly hardcore in terms of numbers, I've done quite a few around home, and I do keep an eye out for caches near where I'm travelling for work. I work as a photographer, and this involves a bit of travel around Australia and around the world. In fact, the first WWFM event I attended was last November in London. Anyway, I happen to be one of the leaders of a photographic expedition this coming November back to Antarctica in South Georgia. We'll be gone for 3 weeks, starting in Argentina. If anyone's interested, the website is antarctica2010.com. It's quite simple. As a cacher who's been to these locations before, I happen to know that where we'll be going, it's possible to find a mixture of traditional, virtual and earth caches in Argentina, the Falkland Islands, South Georgia and Antarctica itself. That's a few extra stats available just in case anyone out there is thinking of joining us. After all, for some people it is all about the numbers. I'll be going there to help people photograph these wonderful places, as well as experience and photograph them for myself. Caching isn't really the reason I'm going, but it does seem silly to pass up the opportunities as they come by. Anyway, thanks, Darren. Keep up the great work with the podcast.
Well, finally we found a cache. The Spin Doctors have found one on this muggy, warm Saturday afternoon here north of Penrith. In fact, we're getting very close to Windsor. A lot of trucks, as you can hear in the background. We've had, I suppose, not DNFs as such. One that's hasn't been found for about 2 years, and it doesn't look like the waypoint's there. And the second one, well, it's in a national park, so we had to move by that. And we couldn't even get the trig point because it turns out it's on private property. But this cache that we found here, the Return of the Gecko, was offline. I didn't realise it until I got here. It's a very loud truck in the background. But fortunately, used a little bit of geosense to find it. Well, we're going to get in the car and head off again. Before we do, a few other quick notes. First of all, for those of you who are heading down to Wagga, you're probably going to be wanting to work out some pocket queries for while you're there and while you're heading there. Now, if you go back through the GeoTalk episodes, we gave you some tips on how to set up a pocket query around an event, and I'll give you a link in the show notes to that once again to show you how you can do that. But also, there's a great video that's been put together by Ice and Rye. Now, Ice and Rye has a video podcast which he films out of Prince George in Canada, and if you go to episode number 48, he's got a great video tutorial on how to set up a cache along a route or a route, and that will help you as you're travelling from wherever you are around the country, or maybe even overseas, heading to Wagga. So check that one out. And also, finally, Caches of the Round Table, their next episode will be coming out very soon. That'll be episode 28. We discuss it's not about the numbers, or it is about the numbers, but it's different for everyone. I can't remember exactly what the title of it is, but you can check that out. So that's Ice and Rye's video zine. That's at Ice and Rye, icenrye.com. And you can check out his video zine and also cachesroundtable.com for those two podcasts. Okay, well, it's time to head out on the road again, and we'll be back in a bit with some more tips for the Wagga Wagga mega event. So we're near a busy intersection, having found a micro. And I'm getting ready to pack, obviously, for the Wagga mega event, like most people who are heading out there. And got me thinking, what sort of things do you need to take along to a mega event? Because for most of us here in Australia, we've never been to one. So I posted a note on the GCA forums, and you can check that out at forum.geocaching.com.au. But I asked, you know, what was your top 10 list of things to take with you for the Wagga mega event? Anyway, we've got a lot of responses. I tried to compile down the list of the most popular ones. So here we go, the top 10 things to take to the mega Wagga event. Number one, you need to take a GPS receiver. Well, that's a bit of a given anyway. Number two, your mobile phone, whether that be an iPhone with the application, geocaching application on it, or just your normal mobile. You need to take a camera, preferably probably a digital camera. You also need to take a laptop or a netbook, and the netbooks seem to be quite popular these days. You need to take along a hat, because even though it's coming into the middle of autumn, it's still quite warm and could be quite hot and the sun will be intense. And you also need to take some food, some snacks, to put in your backpack when you're going out geocaching. Don't forget the sunscreen, for the same reason as the hat. Number seven on the list, number eight, sorry, on the list is take your geocaching partner. Now, whether they're into geocaching or not, I know there's going to be quite a few geocaching widows and widowers at the event, so don't forget to bring them along, put them in the car. Number nine is to bring along your path tags. There's a lot of people who are bringing path tags along to this mega event, and obviously, you know, two episodes back, I think in episode 56, we talked about path tags, so they're certainly growing in popularity. And number 10, what to bring along for the Wagga Wagga mega event: a sense of fun, a sense of humour. So with a lot of people around, it's certainly going to be a fun time for all. Each month on GeoTalk, we give away a voucher courtesy of Geocache Store Australia. And thanks once again to Aaron and Zoe for being long-time supporters of the podcast. To be in the running to win one of those vouchers, all you have to do is call in a bit of audio or drop us an email into the show and we read it out. Now, our audio number is 02-800-50-436. That's 02-800-50-436. Put that into your phone so that next time you go out geocaching, you can just find GeoTalk in your contact list and then dial it in straight away. Now, we've got two calls in for this episode, so let's have a listen to them.
Hi, it's Entrax. Just started on my uphill climb to Volcano View, which is just outside of Orange, halfway up. Looks so close on the GPS, said 200 metres, but the walk is about 800 metres. So let's see how we call back on the summit. Hi, it's Entrax again. I've finally got to the top of the summit of Mount Toek in Orange. Had a bit of a rest and observe the fantastic view from here. You can see for miles and miles, 360-degree view. Fantastic. Sadly, after many minutes of searching and climbing over rocks, I came up empty-handed, no cash, and no hints to help me. So, given the rider said it was fairly easy, I'm assuming it's gone, or I'm completely searching in the wrong area. But nonetheless, fantastic walk, well worth the hike up here. Anyway, thanks very much.
Hi, it's T Messer here. Just found my 21st cache. Don't know if 21 is a lucky number in geocaching. But anyway, I just found On Guard, GC1P36Q, a nice, easy, quick cache on the roadside. Thanks very much. Bye.
Well, that's just about all for GeoTalk in this episode, but a quick reminder of two things. First of all, there is a promotion going on with Path Tags for GeoTalk listeners. So if you want to order a starter kit, that is a set of Path Tags, your first run of them, normally it would cost you $99 US. $99, you can get a $10 discount, so that'll bring it down to $89 US, and that discount will run until the end of the month, so you've got until the 31st of March to get that in, and make sure you put in the promotional code GeoTalk when you put in your application. And also, courtesy of Path Tags, we've got a competition running, and that is where you have to guess the number of unique Path Tag designs that are listed on their website. That's at pathtags.com. And you have to guess what that number will be on the 5th of May 2010, which will be the 10th anniversary of geocaching. And you've got to get your entry in before the end of the month. So once again, on the 31st of March, and you can find the link to the form to fill in for that competition on the geotalkpodcast.com website. Well, that's it for GeoTalk. We're looking forward to heading down next weekend down to Wagga Wagga for the big Oz Mega Wagga event, and looking forward to meeting hundreds of different geocaches from around the country and around the world. And, of course, that'll be the theme of our next episode. So whether you're heading to Wagga Wagga or you're staying at home, safe geocaching.